COVID-19 is spreading rapidly around the world, and no one really knows how many people are infected. Brian Garibaldi, a critical care medicine expert at Johns Hopkins, says that is both good and bad news.
Early on in an outbreak, it's very likely that we're underestimating the number of cases that are out there because people who are either asymptomatic or have low-level infections and don't have to go to seek healthcare, we're not capturing them, we're not testing for that. So I think the hope is that there's actually many more asymptomatic or low-level infections, and so the mortality is actually not going to be as high as we're seeing right now. And as we get more data, that will become a little bit more clear.
The World Health Organization has released a fatality rate of over 3% relative to COVID-19 infection, but says that was based on early data from the outbreak in Wuhan. Now medical professionals around the globe are learning how to manage the infection better, so that is likely a very high estimate. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.